Begin the current daf, Masech the Schulim daf Yud Gimel, we begin Lamed Beis, Yikim Tez Master, begins the Gemara, Nachash B'chutz La'aretz, that the non-Jews out of Eretz Yisrael, love Abdika Chav Mehem. They're not real idol worshippers. So, Tez is bothered, well, that's in Chutz La'aretz. So he says, yeah, but Hilke live with Eretz Yisrael, Nami, that means in Eretz Yisrael, also in a Durim Kokach, that means they're also probably not as connected. She might say, L'Shem Abdika Chav Mehem, that their activity should be for by the Zohar. So although this teaching was actually in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to have relevance to learn from those who are in Chutz La'aretz. Next says, Master, begin the words, the Gemara Shechitas Min, the Yisrael, Asura. If the slaughtering of a Jewish heretic is forbidden, you have to say regarding a non-Jew. But then it says, you can say, why? B'dima Min Yisrael Gara. Maybe actually a Jewish heretic is worse. The one who like is a priest for the idolatry. Have a Min L'Kul Alma, because in a way, a Jewish renegade who worships Avodah Zarah is considered min according to everyone. But Perek Bas the Horis Davir Alvim and Alvim Nachrim. But on the other hand, non-Jews, other Bishurim Avodah Zarah, although most of them do worship idolatry, Loi Min Shchit Avodah Zarah. We don't say necessarily that the slaughtering is for Avodah Zarah, and that's actually Mutabana. So maybe actually the Jew is worse. If someone says it's gazay, but yeah, the Makom Makom is still min of kachavim, but a non-Jewish heretic priest, the other Bavitz kachavim, that he is connected to Avodah Zarah, Yosef Pasha, that's more obvious to Shechitas Lavitz kachavim, that it's slaughtering his Avodah Zarah, Mimin Yisrael, then that's for a Jewish heretic. So that was why the Gemara was saying that it's going to be a Kavu Chayma. Now it says, not to begin with the Gemara, Ma'ib kachavim klal klal loy, that maybe when it says Mikem, was coming to say that actually you don't accept a carbon from a non-Jew at all. But then says Tezim Tevim, you say, wait a second, McCain, if that would be the case, list the carbon, then the Pasuk shouldn't have said anything. To make a taste of the Kabbalah, where would you even think that you do accept from a non-Jew? It's a Ishtish Rabbeinu. You see that actually in the Maskana, you do need an extra word ish to include. So if you wouldn't know otherwise, you don't need to exclude, you just don't say anything. So it says, what you could say is the Mekomokim still, we would have thought to say, the Mitzadiki Ayv Dekachavim, the Kabbal, that from the righteous non Jews we would accept. Lachia Sakral, the Matinu, the Gami, that we have to have a Pasuk to say, no, they're totally excluded. Then it says, we can say, but it said in the Pasuk, Umoch, Vachasas, Vanasik, Vakaras, Vagaymer, and it talks about those types of carbonists that are blemished. We have to say, all those are disqualified. And Uksib, it says in the Pasuk, Umiyad Benichel is a Kribis Eila, that from a non-Jew you can't bring all these. Hatimimim Tekribu. But the inference is, but if it is unblemished, that they could sacrifice. So how could you entertain to say that you cannot be Makabal or carbon from a non-Jew at all? Piyashimitah says, we could say is the La'ilam, that the truth is Tamim Namila. You would have thought to say that no, even when it's unblemished, a non-Jew does not bring a carbon. Pasuk Krab, the Bali Mumin, and when we have an extra Pasuk by a blemished animal, was Lava, Limba Lava say, to say that it's actually going to be a violation of a negative prohibition of Blaytek River, and I say, of Mikem, which is what the Habmin of the Gemara here is saying, and Vilayakim to say that they're excluded from Karbanas. The next test, Master, begins with the words of Gemara, Tekrebis Abedis Kachavim, that Udeloi Krib Yudim Beseru. So the Igad Amrib says that even Tekrebis Abedis Kachavim is not Matam Be'oil, and that's not like a Behuda Ben Beseru, who compares it to Mess, and he learns that it is Matam Be'oil. So this Tai says, okay, so Mash Mahalcha, it sounds like from the Gemara over here, the Rabbanan, Lemakshi Tekrebis Abedis Kachavim Lemess, because that's the limit of Yehudim Beseru. I'm going to say not like that. That they don't compare the sacrifices of Avodah Zarah to a dead person. Regarding meat that didn't go in, it was on its way into the house of Avodah Zarah, it's permitted. But Yetzer Aser, what came out forbidden? The Gemara says, by Yetzer Aser, why what comes out is forbidden? Because Yesha Deleket HaKrebis. It's not possible that if it had gone in, that it wasn't sacrificed. So on that says the Gemara, Mani, who is like that? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru. It's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru. Mean to say that he's that opinion that says that we compare it to Zivchei Mesim, and therefore it's going to be Aser Bahana, like Zivchei Mesim. But Zir Rabbanon, do not compare it to Zivchei Mesim. Says Taisus, the Rikshah Ben Tam. Rabbein Tam asked, "El previously, Bahu Pirkin that Perik Davchav Tesman Beis Gabayan Shalab Gechavim regarding wine of a non-Jew the Asaban Nuts for them to have benefit." Mefarshim B'Gemara. The Gemara explains the Nafkalon. Where do we know this from? The Iskish LeZebach, because we compare their wine to their sacrifices, and the Zebach LeMeis, and the Zebach to a dead person. But like, come on, the Gemara doesn't say, "Oh, Rebidim Seiri He." Like that, it's written to say could come a gabe bas hayetsa like in the case of meat that left. So that sounds like actually according to everyone that kerbis over the zaris compared to mace. That contradicts what we're saying that Rabban don't hold of that. Another question: why take Rabbi Nutam? There's the Lel b'shmaitin previously in the sugya dayik. The Gemara makes the diag that nevela in this nevela in that yes we're considering it as nevela, but it's a no lie. But it's not a isa not. Says the Gemara, "Oh, must think like Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because the Rabbi Eliezer, Hamay says, 'Tam machshav is aibed kachavim, loed kachavim.' And if that would be the case, then you should say that it should actually be asaban no also. And that says Taisus. Wait a second, my kusha. Why is that difficult? The loed must think Rabbi Eliezer. You can say like Rabbi Eliezer. But v'hadle asaban no. Why isn't it asaban no? Mishum dele asik rebuyed b'mesera. Because not going to rebuyed b'mesera. Because Rabbanan, you told me they don't hold." That it's compared to Zivchei Mesim. So what's the Gemara's question? Why are you saying it's not like a Eliezer? Unless it says, Mi yesh litchus lefarish, that you could reject and you could explain. The Kamas Neaton, when the Mishnah is saying the like a Eliezer, Lamai demukim asnit, you could be say it. It's only because another part, the Gemara previously said that that the Mishnah could be the Mesera, that says that Krebitz over the Zar Asbana. So that's what we're saying, that obviously that this the Mishnah permits. The shechita of some ibn kachavim, but no, obviously it's not like Rabbi Eliezer. Fine, but says Taisus, near lafarish would seem to explain that the leinya iser that truthfully, at least regarding the first question, that regarding prohibitory law loy pligi, actually that the rabban do not disagree. The makar shachmana lemeis that the Torah is comparing abad zara to meis leinya sa no. Regarding that it's forbidden to have benefit, because that's the pasuk until Perikovav that it talks about eating, that they ate sacrifice of the dead, and therefore regarding achila, yeah, Allah is going to be that it's going to be compared to the mesim that it's going to be aser bahana. So what is the machlekes? Betumah de pligi. It's regarding the halacha of tumah. The beauty of Messiah Makish Legama, the Messiah totally compares it to halacha of a dead person. Regarding tumah that has tumah soil. And Rabbana, on that, they disagree. Chemashma, that's how it sounds like. The beauty of Messiah Lenokit El Tumah. He's only talking about, when he mentions halacha, he's talking about the halacha of tumah. He doesn't say, how do you know it's Asabana? Because that, actually, Rabbana agreed to that too. So now Tais is bothered and said, okay, so if everyone agrees that it's Asabana, so then that's what Taisa comes to address right now. So regarding the case of the meat that left the Mukila, Grun Viseira, why are we explaining Grun Viseira if that's regarding Issa and everyone agrees? Mishum Diktani, because we're learning an issue with Zivchei Mesim, that it's like Zivchei Mesim, where the Loi Havet Sarchlem Misni, that's wording that didn't have to say, because keeping the Tana Aser, you already said that it's Aser. Ah, Elami Yito Lashen Mashma. So it's from the extra wording that it sounds like the metame ba'olamais, that it's actually total exivchei mesim, that's even the tumas oil. And regarding that, is what we're saying, that it's specifically like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. Now, but Taisa points out, he says, umiu, however, ilam yitura, now if not for the extra terminology, but meloshen zivchei mesim, just the wording of zivchei mesim, eif shel adaktik, so from that you wouldn't be able to you make the inference that it's metama ba'ayil hames, because that could just be teaching you halacha v'isur ana. As we find in the directly common perek beis, as the Gemara Daf Mem says, gabay sheikh l'shem harim, that if someone slaughters for the purposes for the namesake of the mountains, so shchitasay psula, the slaughtering is invalid. So the Gemara makes a dig psula in. It's disqualified b'zivchei mesim loy. It's not considered zivchei mesim. So that's the Gemara said, but Mino, really, it seems to be contradicted. We learned Hashem L'Shem Har Mechulu. If someone slaughters at the purpose of the mountains, the halacha is, Haveilu Zivchei Mesim. It's considered as Zivchei Mesim. But if you're going to explain that Zivchei Mesim is only regarding Tumah, so it says, Taisus my Kusha, why is there a difficulty? Maybe it's just like Yerudim and Mesera, who holds that it's Metama. Or Masnin Krabbanan, and the Mishnah is like Drabbanan, who don't say it's Metama. So it says Alavadi, rather, obviously, keeping the Asa Bahano, but rather because, obviously, since it's forbidden to have benefit, Meshum Takrev is because of his sacrifices. Shaykh Lemisne, Zivche Mesim, you could call it Zivche Mesim, the sacrifice of the dead. Avagav Kalemitam Ba'oil, even though it does not contaminate an oil, and therefore the Gemara needs to ask a steer regarding Yisura Noah, that because even that, the Rabban agreed that it's going to be Asa. Now, so let's tell you some further. It says, but Avagav the Rabbanan, how, although according to Rabbanan, Leka Thomas Oil, but regarding Takarvis of the Zohar, you don't have any Thomas of Oil, but Toma Ba'alma, but a general Toma Miyumid Rabbanon Ika, that rabbinically you do have a Toma. How do you know this? Because I mean, Paragraph Bishmal, like the Mosa says, and Abed Zod of Nun Bezim Abez, Issa Dai Raisim, that when it comes to a biblical prohibition, Loi Betela, it's not going to be nullified, but Toma Rabbanon Betela, the rabbinic Toma is going to be bottom. Which, that's what the Gemara was discussing, but they have a sacrifice of Avodah Zarah food items that was sacrificed by Avodah Zarah, could you mevatel it? Like, just like this bitl of Avodah Zarah itself regarding purifying from its tumah. And the question is, do you say that just like the Isra is not bottle, so, you know, because it's compared to mess that doesn't have a bitl, so too the tumah is not bottle, or maybe that Dafka the Isra is not bottle because that's Minatayr. But the tumah, which is rabbinic, Kondra Rabban Rabbidu Mesera, would be bottle. So you see that Al Kapanim, that Rabban Rabbidu Mesera, hold there is a tumah Rabban on the Tekrevas of Zara. But Avul Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Yehuda, but Thomas Oil, there is, according to him, this Thomas Oil is biblical, which is what I learned out from Zivchim Mason. Now, Tais asked the following question. What did Nam Perkal Atzlam? What do you do with the Mishnah over there in Avodah Zarah of Mechizma Beis? That the Halacha is said regarding an Avodah Zarah tree in Asherah, that lo yavar tachtau, you shouldn't be going beneath the Avodah Zarah tree. And vim avar tamay, if someone does go beneath it, it's going to be tamay. Mefarash b'Gemara, the Gemara explains this, that there's going to be a tumah in oil. It's Meshom, the Efshad Delekat HaKrevis, it's not possible that there's no sacrifices of a Avodah Zarah beneath the tree, and therefore you're in the same oil as it. Umani, who's this? Rebbe Yudim Seri, it's going like Rebbe Yudim Seri, who says that the Takrevis of a Zarah has a tum of oil. Now, Tani Seifer, we'll learn the Seifer that Ve'em Hoysa Gazelis is a Rabban, but if they're stealing space, they're going into the street, the branches, which is not supposed to, then Tar, then the person is going to be Tar. Now, if you say it's rabbinic, so you could say they weren't good in the Shusha Rabban. But now that we're saying that, according to Rebbe Yudim Seri, it's biblical, so how are you going to say that Shusha Rabban is not going to be Tama? That's the taste of the Thomas Oil Dairaisa, even though it's a biblical Tumum. But Hossam Leka to Kribbis Vade, that's not like we know definitively that there's sacrifice beneath it. It's just a concern. As we're saying, Vechadi Gazel's Rabban Lagos Rabbanon, this rabbinic decree was not said when they stealing from space from the street. Now the Gemara, now Tais continues asking on the Rabbanim that this Tumah of Takrevis is only rabbinic. So what do you do? B'hadar min perik oiva reitim later on the Kuf Chav Tesem and Alf. Hare Amrum that the Chacham said that Takrevis of Itzke Chav Mishal Eichlim, the sacrifice of a Zara of food items, is mitame. It has it Tumah. So, as it says, that Tomas Alav Dairaisa, but the Toma is not biblical. Now, the Is Al Gadaitach Dairaisa, because if you think to say that it would be biblical, so then Metzina Loichlin Shematama Toma Chamur, then when you would find that food items have a severe level of Toma, that it could contaminate a person and garments, so how does the Gemara on Kof Chavalov say the food items, it's not, it doesn't have an end of to be Metama Toma Chamur? Mashani, the Gemara answers, that the Gemara says no. Truthfully, I could tell you that the Kribbis of Avodah Zarah potentially could be Metama Tumah Chamur Min HaTorah, but that's not considered as a Oichlin Metama Tumah Chamur. Why? Because the Tumah Keshashimish Maisa Eitz, when it functions as a Maisa Eitz Shimish, that it's serving the food I'm going to have a Tumah Chamur, that as Takrivis of Avodah Zarah, it's not a food item because it's functioning like a piece of wood, which is served and worshipped. So, but one thing we see from here is that even Kondra Banan, that Tarkrevis of Avodah Zarah seems to have a severe level of Dairaisa. So that's a Taisis. No, that's not difficult because the truth is, Dicha Ba'amahu. That's just the Gemara's, forcing this idea, but it's not really the truth. Or Inami, another person, because it's going to be Rebbe Meir, who holds the rice of a Kondra Banan, it's only rabbinic. Then it says in turn begin to say the min psachim, we say psachim perik eladvam the vayin gimel medal for sheichet b'shabbes b'chutz labayis kachavim. Someone slaughters on Shabbos out of the zara favid zara chayiv gimel chatois. He's liable for three separate sin offerings because of all these violations. Abayi the gemara asks, well, to be chayiv on Shabbos, it has to be something that was constructive, not destructive. So the question is, my tikkun, well, what exactly did you remedy? Pierce, in other words, the limit is, I mean, you cannot say tikkun, you remedied lahitz, because it's anyways treif, so you didn't really gain anything by the shechita. So if you're going to say lahitzim de nevela, to say that, oh, it's not considered as a tabatuma of a nevela, because you, at least you sacrificed it, which it's not a nevela, can't say that, because the isla tumma, it does have tumma, because it's a sacrifice of vaydazar. So therefore, that's the Gemara's question about, so why exactly chayev for Shabbos? And that's the Tosfos Mashmah, it sounds like that it's a biblical tumah, because even Rabban, if it's rabbinic, if that's the case, tikkun leitzim de tumah deraisa, you did gain something, you took it out of a biblical tumah. And therefore, vim ochel kodesh, if you ate kachem, and nichnas lemikdash, if you went to the base of mikdash pater, on the biblical level, you'd be pater. So Mashmah sounds like the Rabban and Mayri, and it sounds like he's going even according to Rabban. Meloy Kama doesn't say Lib Yudim Misay Rematik, and according to him, that what you remedy could become a hasam, like we say over there on Daf and Gimel Amid Aleph, that Ledivri Ha'Omer, according to the one who says Makalka B'Chabur Pater Matikin, you know, so we're specifying who the question is. He was not saying that. So you see that it is a biblical tumah according to Rabbanim. But Shem says we could say is that Hava Matzlis Shnu Yahachi. The truth is the Gemara could have answered what we just said. That truth is, it's only rabbinic and it's not deraisa. Ela ein reitzel daktim gikan, but it's just that the Gemara didn't want to make that inference from here. The Gemara wanted to do one better, that the Sheikh did a different tikkun, so that you wouldn't prove that the tumah of tekrivus is not deraisa, even though that is the truth. That shehei tumas tekrivus lav deraisa, to say that it's. That it's not the biblical. Fisher Gemara writes ledaktik, because the Gemara wanted to be ledaktik, but over reitiv, the Tumah lav deraisa, that the Tumah is of Tekrevis is not biblical, and bedachila, and it rejects it. So even from here, the Gemara doesn't want to really resolve the doubt, and that's what the Gemara constantly does, that it pushes away a proof that it's not definitive. For Bintam, it's Bin Yachar. Bintam answers in a different way, relating to if it's a type of Avodah Zara that they generally do sacrifice. And because Shalei Perusha is interpretation is difficult, but in Laharach Kan, which Mr. Tzachah says, look at Taisa Rosh and the Shid Mekabetzes, and Taisa over there also discusses this Pirish of Rabbeinu Tam. Regarding that if it's a avodah that's done inside the Beis HaMikdash, according to everyone, it's compared to a mace, and so that's zivchi mesim, similar to what's done in the Beis HaMikdash, but if it's not like what's inside, that's the machlekes tanaim. That's how Rabbein Tam wants to say, but there's difficulties on Rabbein Tam. Let's just about to begin the words of the Gemara, bein b'resha svina, that a person could shecht, whether on top of the roof or on top of a boat. So Pishbuk and Rashi explains, and he addresses a question. I've got the mainly coming, although the Gemara says later on the mouth of the Sheikh and Techiyamim, you know, slow into the seas. Falachi, even so, Barisha Svina Sheikhtin. On the top of a boat, you could, even though it's going into the seas. Akol Yedin, because everyone knows, the keeping the Bisvina who, sitting on a boat, Al Karchu Sheikh and Techiyam. That's why, you know, obviously he has to slow into the ocean, slow down the Svinasi, not to make his boat dirty. But since it says, V'yev Shalemikain, but since it says, you can't say this, because the fellow Imid Bisvina, even if someone's on the boat, it's forbidden to slaughter into the ocean. Because immediately come on, like the Gemara said later, Mosei Perek Sheni on the over there, and so it says Elamaitzi Yadei Chutz LaSvina, where he sticks his hand out of the boat, b'sheichet, and he slaughters. V'dam sheishes b'yerd al deif nesvina, and the blood flows down and goes down on the walls of the boat. So even though we're saying that you can slaughter on the Reisha Svina, that's even when he goes on top of the boat, he sticks his hand out and he slaughters in a way that the blood flows down on the walls on the outside. And they only made it forbidden that when the blood flows into the ocean.